So here we go again, another round of crunch party talks at Stormont. Welfare reform, the past, parades, flags, budget cuts, assembly structures, there's a lot on the agenda. And it seems the demand for corporation tax cut is on the line too. The Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, will fire a warning about that at the Conservative Party conference later today. She'll say Stormont needs to be in the best possible shape to take on corporation tax powers. Well, journalist and commentator Brian Rowan can talk us through the talks build-up. Morning.
Yeah, Tara, good morning.
So this is a big stick for her to beat us with.
Well, I think the issue still, Tara, is can you agree an agenda for these talks, never mind getting agreement on those issues that have been the mud in which politics has been stuck now for quite some time. There's going to be the issue about who's involved in the talks, who to let in, who to leave out. We know that the Secretary of State will meet the executive parties this week. That will be about trying to get agreement on an agenda. You've mentioned a number of the issues there: corporation tax, budget, welfare reform, issues that are threatening the very viability of the institutions themselves, the structure of the assembly and government, then the Haas issues of flags, parades in the past, and then I think a crucial issue for unionists, Tara. Where does any new North Belfast parading initiative fit into that wider frame? And I know that one of the unionists who met with the Secretary of State in recent days, asked the question, if we couldn't get agreement on the three Haas issues, how are we going to get agreement on this much wider and much more difficult agenda?
Well, it's a fair point, isn't it, considering the number of pitfalls there are there potentially?
Of course. And, well, I think the first hurdle that has to be jumped this week is what sort of initiative is going to happen in relation to North Belfast. And I heard Gregory Campbell being interviewed last night and Gerry Kelly being interviewed last night, quite a tug of war on that issue. The background to this, Tara, that after the Parades Commission decision on the North Belfast parade in July, that joint union leadership talked of a graduated response. The only thing that has stopped that graduated response kicking in is this wait for a decision from the Secretary of State on whether or not there is to be a commission of inquiry, a panel of inquiry, a committee of inquiry, some sort of review into the North Belfast standoff. So we're expecting that to be one of the issues that is discussed in detail this week. And I think it is important for unionists that something happens around that request for a panel or a commission or a committee as some sort of first step before the parties would engage in some wider talks. The huge difficulty, Tara, for the Secretary of State is that she doesn't have buy-in from Sinn Féin or the SDLP, and the big challenge for her is going to be how does she shape and frame an initiative in North Belfast that allows the unionists to go into the talks and make sure that you don't lose others overboard in trying to pursue and push forward that initiative.
And it will put Peter Robinson in a difficult position, won't it, because of his stance on this commission?
Well, I think the problem is not just will a commission or a panel be put in place. There was some suggestion, Tara, towards the end of last week that it may not be called a panel of inquiry now. I know that a draft terms of reference was given to the Ulster Unionist Party and the PUP last Friday as part of some wider circulation. Senior Orange leaders met last Thursday. They were discussing possible protest action that would fit into a graduated response. There was a meeting of the Grand Lodge on Saturday. A report was given to the Grand Lodge. No announcement or decision after those meetings, because what they're doing, Tara, is not just waiting for the decision of the Secretary of State, but then the response of the Unionist parties to whatever is proposed. I think one of the concerns that is out there is that the more you dilute what was asked for in the first place, this legal inquiry, this commission into North Belfast, the more you dilute that, then the greater the danger that you don't get buy-in across the broad unionist and loyalist community. And then I think what some of the other unionist parties are watching is, what are these new talks about? What is the agenda? who is going to get in and who is going to be left out. And I think some of the smaller unionist parties, if you want to describe them as that, feel that they should have a place in any conversation that is about some of these hugely important issues around budget, around welfare reform, and then the Haas issues of flags, parades and the past. So it is going to be a challenge to agree an agenda, to get some initiative in North Belfast agreed before you begin to think about getting all parties round the table, and not just the executive parties. I think what still has to be agreed and decided, Tara, is what exactly is going to be the role of the governments in these talks, what is going to be the role of the US administration, is there a need for international help and an independent chair. So the talking around that fine detail will continue between the Secretary of State and the parties this week. I think what everybody expects is that before we get to all-party talks, there will be some, what was described to me last week as warm-up bilaterals and multilaterals between the Secretary of State, the individual parties, maybe some of the parties together, before you could talk about a cross-party, all-party process beginning.
Oh, it all sounds very familiar. But just before you go, Brian, in terms of today's announcement about corporation tax, does that give or add significant pressure to Sinn Féin in terms of welfare reform?
Well, I think, and this is the problem, that Sinn Féin has been so absolute in its language in terms of welfare reform. Now, we know what Peter Robinson is saying, that the financial reality of welfare reform is that there is no option other than to do it, that the penalties for not doing it are just too big, and that they threaten the very structures of government. And, you know, he used that term recently about not being fit for purpose. You saw, and you will have heard, the different responses from Sinn Féin, from Martin McGuinness, from Declan Kearney, from Gerry Adams, that welfare reform is a line that they will not cross. I think Martin McGuinness used the term that Sinn Féin's opposition to welfare reform was absolute. Some people are latching on to something that David Cameron said in an interview with Ken Reid yesterday about some welfare reform, and was that a suggestion that there is some wriggle room and some other possibilities? But I think that Sinn Féin has dug itself into such a trench on welfare reform, has been so certain and absolute in its language, it's difficult to see where there is wriggle room for that party on this. But Peter Robinson and others are making it very clear. And I know that one of the unionist parties asked Theresa Villiers last week for absolute clarity and certainty when she said there was no more money for welfare reform. And the answer they were given was there is no more money. So I think there is a political stew there in the pot, Tara, and what it all cooks up to, what it all becomes in the end. Let's just hope it's not like last year and we're sitting in the Stormont Hotel late on Christmas Eve, late on New Year's Eve, for the whole talking to go round in circles and in the end go nowhere.
OK, Brian, thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning.